is that a good off season? You know, is that stronger? His mobility has increased to where, you know, he's able to play out on the floor, both sides of the ball, defending and making plays. He's really improved as a passer. And a lot of that has to do with skill work. You know, he's become a better ball handler. The mobility, as I mentioned, he's become just better with his skill overall. And so now that's allowed with his physicality that he developed last year and improved skill. Now it's allowing him to showcase, you know, just the vision and the feel that he has for the game, which are really hard to teach and hard to develop. He's getting better with both hands. He's stepping out, making shots and playing off the bounce, but he's also, you know, still able to dominate inside with his back to the basket and within our offense of getting him some easy baskets in the paint. But he's developing his overall game. And I think, you know, the challenge that I've had for him since the season ended was just to really buy in defensively. And he was a very good defender last year, led the OVC in block shots. But, you know, I don't see any reason why he can't be OVC Defensive Player of the Year with his rebounding ability, his shot blocking ability, and just, you know, so and his mobility that he's increased to be able to play on the floor a little bit. And so that's a challenge that I've given him. And he's done a nice job. He's done a really good job of buying into that, getting better defensively.